Claire for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. Chatting with me today is Marie-Josée, owner of the Boulangerie Panissimo in Broome Lake, who will be speaking to us about her recent decision to close the door to her beloved bakery after being in the community for almost 10 years. Thank you so much, Marie-Josée, for being here with me today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks to you for having me.
Can you please start us by telling us a little bit about how you found yourself in Knowlton and what encouraged you to open up the bakery all these years ago?
Well, in fact, the bakery was already existing when I bought it. Panissimo has been in Knowlton since 1995, and I met with the previous owner 10 years ago when I came to visit my uncle. At that time, we were just opening a Buzz Cafe that were just beside me. And that's how I met André, the previous owner, and he told me the bakery was for sale, and I was looking for a project related with food, and I fell in love with Knowlton when I visited my uncle, when I was visiting the village, seeing the people coming in the bakery with a smile, and everyone was happy, and the smell of the fresh bread, well, everything, I mean, was in place to fall in love with Knowlton. So I decided to take a step and say why not try to take the bakery and to try to do like something a little bit more with pastry, with everything else on the side that was only selling bread. And that's how this big adventure started 10 years ago.
Awesome. Now you're mentioning how you kind of expanded it from just bread. So what did the bakery offer to the local community in terms of products? What was your specialty?
We had the bread, but we also had some homemade quiche. We had pies with seasonal fruit, in fact. We also had some of pastries and gluten-free stuff as well that the community really, really enjoyed. We had carrot cake. We had the kind of a jewel meat, but gluten-free and more fancier than the jewelry in the grocery store, if I say. And we also have fine products from Kidikers around the Eastern Township, because I found it really important that we can mix with products such as bread, but also with jams, or as well as black garlic that goes well with the bread. So every small producer from the area, I try to connect with them and try to sell their products as well.
Yeah, just local entrepreneurs working with local entrepreneurs.
Totally, yes, totally.
Now, from your perspective, how did Boulangerie Panissimo contribute to the local economy and the daily lives of residents?
Well, it's hard for me to say, but I guess with the comments I had from the customers, they felt for the community that they had a place that they can come and not only buy bread, but they can talk to the person, not only me when I was there, but also with my staff, that they can have some time talking about their life, talking about their family, and there was an exchange, and not only a business exchange only for money and bread. It feels like home. So I think that's how we contribute to sometimes. I mean, maybe in the pandemic as well, I've been told it was so much fun to come during pandemic because we cannot see anyone, but with coming out to buy some bread, we could speak with you and spend some time with you, which feels like home. So that's the way I think that we contribute to the community. And of course, well, we were giving bread to the food bank when we had more supply than we had to sell. We gave it also to the cab in Cohensville. We were also feeding some chicken, because we were taking these leftover bread, and in exchange I received some eggs, so we're trying to fit in the community in that way.
Yeah, so it all served as a gathering space where people could come in when they were feeling isolated.
Yes.
Now, almost a decade later, from after taking over the bakery, you decided to close its doors, and you know, many people have grown to love it and create that connection like you were speaking about. Are you willing to speak are you willing to speak a little bit about why you decided to make this decision?
Yeah, sure. It was really not an easy decision. I had to really think about it a lot, just because I have the small kids in 14 months, So it's still a baby in my head, even if it starts walking. So that's what it was making, like, my decision to quit and close Panissimo, because it was hard for me. I felt like if I was not a good mother enough and not a good entrepreneur enough for the community. So for me, I was like quite trying to find a balance between both, and it was not working for me, unfortunately. I should have spent more time for the business and more time as a mother as well. So it was a struggle. So that's why I decided to ask myself what was my most important value in life. And as much as I love Milton and the community, and I love like trying to feed people, well, my family has to come first, and we decided to have a child. So I wanted to spend time with him as well. So that's why I made this decision. And also because, we're not hide the fact that for the past year, it's been tough to have a baker, like every part of the city, I think, is looking for some employees, and it's the same thing for me. So with all that combined, it was too hard for me to compensate and to work more with my kids, so I have to spend some time at home.
Well, I know that people are really going to miss you, and I just wanted to ask you what you will miss the most now that you've decided to part ways with your business.
That is a really hard question. Wow. Well, one of the things I will miss most, of course, is the relationship I have with my employees. I mean, when I come here to work, I mean, we talk, it's like becoming almost a family. So for that part, I will really, really, really miss it. And of course, the part with the customer that you can have, even if it's just a small chat around the counter, even for 2 minutes or 3 minutes, I still part of their life. So that I will miss the most. And of course, the smell of the fresh bread, that's for sure. but really, the people will be what I will miss the most, I think.
Do you have any future plans to do something different? Are you able to speak on the future a little bit and what's in store for you now that you're moving on from Boulangerie Panissimo?
Unfortunately, I don't know yet. There might be, it's not official yet, but I might have someone else who will take like a step in the business. So maybe Milton will still have some fresh bread, but it's not sure yet, and it's not going to be Panissimo. It's going to be something else, but nothing is official for the moment. And on my side, I'm still not sure for the moment, but I know it's probably in 2 years I'll start something else, or of course I'll still be around in the Eastern Township and probably working with food for sure.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Marie-José, for speaking to us. I know people have really created connection with your bakery, and I really just wanted to get it out there to the community. When are you officially closing your doors?
In fact, we're officially closing this weekend. Sunday will be our last day.
Okay, so people better head over there this weekend.
Yeah, they better hurry.
I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Marie-José, that you think would be important for the community to know.
No, in fact, I just want to say thank you to everyone, because it's been a wonderful 10 years, and I was able to have Panissimo for 10 years because people from Milton were coming in. So really, thanks to all of you.
Well, thank you so much again, Marie-José. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.